Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, PD, back with another Cumbria Cult Cinema Cast, and this time we're speaking to the main man at Film Treasures, Graham Lloyd, and we're going to be discussing their first release, Film Treasures video label, basically. So, Graham, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Paul. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to have a chat with you, Graham. You know that. We've had a few chats over the years now. It's always a pleasure, always a pleasure. So, what people don't know is Graham runs filmtreasures.co.uk, which is a... Basically, it gives you all the Blu-rays, DVDs, 4Ks, soundtracks, merchandise of all the films that people like me like to go on and import. But instead of having to import them, we've got Graham here with Film Treasures, where we can go and buy them. That's got all the import prices and all the taxes in there for us, so we don't have to worry about all of that garbage. And it's a fantastic store. I buy loads off Graham, and I push him as much as I can, because he's a top bloke. And so, yeah, Graham Lloyd, welcome to the Cumbria Cult Cinemacast.
Thank you very much, Paul, and thank you for that lovely shout-out. Much appreciated. Film Treasures, we've been running now for about 18 months, and something that really was born out of a need as a fellow collector. Just I wanted to, like you say, fed up with import issues, whether it was nasty tax bills that you get along with it, or just general availability. So I started this, and Film Treasures pays all your import taxes beforehand, so you never have to worry about anything like that. And we've even started shipping to the EU, so we're IOSS registered. Remember that one. You don't have to worry about a nasty surprise there either. We've started our own video label, which is called Treasured Films. I wasn't quite sure what to call it initially, but I thought, well, I would like some connection with Film Treasures, and what we intended to do was to release stonking great releases. So I thought, well, something treasured, something that can be enjoyed and savoured and sit proudly on one shelf. It would be treasured. So Treasures Films it is.
And, it's a great website for the discs and stuff like that. As I've mentioned umpteen times on the podcasts over the last 18 months, I buy quite a bit, or as much as I can afford off Graham. But it's great because the amount of times I've bought stuff from abroad and I've been caught, and it's like you've paid 30, 40 quid for a disc, and then you've had another 20, 30 quid on top to pay for fines, and it's just great way that, it's great that you're doing it, and such great prices as well. And, God, my collection's gone up quite a bit since you've started that. I don't bother going to Severin and all that now. I just go straight to you instead.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One never knows how, when you start any new business, how it's going to go. I have had a couple of people moaning about prices, but I think what people fail to appreciate is that, I buy in dollars, and of course the currency exchange, the pound is pretty naff against the dollar at the moment. So if they knew how much I made per unit, I don't think they'd grumble, to be fair. Because we try and, be competitive and offer a good service. So there ain't much made, in honesty. But thanks for your support. It's going well. We had a good Halloween. I just wonder sometimes whether I'm taking too much on with the video label as well. It's early days on that. And I was speaking to David McKenzie at Fidelity in Motion, and he's fantastic, as you probably know, at what he does. He's going to have the master ready for us in a couple of weeks.
Oh, excellent.
So, yeah, so that's going to be finished and QC'd properly, so we don't make sure anything's missed or wrong. And I've been having a look at the draft of the booklet, which is 60 pages long, and it's, well, I won't repeat what one of my contributors said, the language, but he was very impressed, put it that way.
Ah, yeah, brilliant. Brilliant, mate, brilliant.
It's lovely. It looks great, yeah. So, for the first release, I'm pretty proud of it, I must say.
Ah, good. So, come on and let's tell everybody, because it has been leaked online, but let's tell everybody anyways what it is. I'll hand that over to Graham.
Okay. So, our first title is Antonio Margheriti's The Last Hunter, also known as... go on then, Paul, let's test your Italian.
El Ultimo Cacciatore.
And that's better than I could pronounce.
There we go. And it's basically an Italian sequel to The Deer Hunter, but more like a remake to Apocalypse Now.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
That's your basics right there. And it's an excellent film. You've got David Warbeck in it, Tony King, directed by Antonio Margheriti. And it's bonkers, but brilliant. Like all the Italian stuff is.
I do like this one, I must admit. It's a very entertaining film. It you know, it does what it says on the tin, takes its influences, quote unquote, from Deer Hunter and Apocalypse Now, you know, produces a typical Italian take on it of the early 80s. And it's a good film. It's entertaining. It doesn't bog down with anything. It's about 90 minutes. And I was very surprised that it was available, to be honest. Especially having David Warbeck in it, who we all love as cult film fans.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I've got the Code Red Blue, which got released, oh my God, a lot of years ago now. But yeah, it's never had a UK release, and you're getting it, and it's and I can't wait to see it on the 4K and everything, isn't it?
No, it's 2K.
Oh, 2K, sorry.
No, sorry. To be honest, 4K is beyond my budget at the moment. It's not so much the scanning and the restoration; it's the authoring. It's considerable. It's eye-watering. Although that's something I'm aspiring to, I'm not there yet.
No.
However, we have had a lovely 2K scan and restoration from the original camera negative done, and it looks mint.
I cannot wait to see it.
So we've got that. We've also got a brilliant documentary called The Outsider, which is Il Cinema di Antonio Margheriti, it's about an hour long, made in 2013, if I'm correct, by his son Eduardo, as a tribute to his father's work. We initially thought it hadn't had a physical media release anywhere, but it has. However, it hasn't had a release in the US or the UK. And so, in other words, it hasn't had an English-friendly release. So, what we've done is we've got that, and we're just trying to replace some of the SD footage now that looks a bit poor in comparison. My good friend Phil Escott from Fractured Visions, and he also does a lot of production, the extras for Second Sight. He's working on that at the moment. In fact, I was supposed to catch up with him this week, but he sent me a text saying he's in LA. So I'm not at all jealous. He's going to do that for me, and we'll be releasing that for the first time, physical media, with English subtitles.
Oh, brilliant.
So that's amazing. It's a great documentary. It's a nice documentary.
I look forward to seeing it. I do like good Italian doc about the Italian films, got to admit.
Yeah.
Because these are all the films we grew up watching that by the late 80s, early 90s, they'd kind of stopped releasing a lot of them on VHS. You know what I mean?
So it seemed
to die out. There was loads. In that early days of VHS, you had all the Italian stuff, you know, hitting. I mean, I've got The Last Hunter on X-Rental VHS as well downstairs.
Yeah. It's hard. Well, just for trying to do the get some stills for the Image Gallery, I can see it was very popular on VHS around the world, you know. We found some great art. And as you say, it was released here. It was released, Vidco released it on DVD. The Blu-ray has had a release in the US by Code Red. But this will be the best so far.
Yeah, because the Code Red one looks, it's Blu-ray, it looks fine, but it's very bare bones as well.
Yeah, it's okay, but we made a decision, look, if we're going to do this video label and we're going to do the releases and we can afford it, then let's, you know, I'd rather put out fewer titles and make, you know, quality jobs, restorations of them.
Yeah.
And not just the actual film itself, but the package overall. And I approach it from, you know, me as a fan, what I would want, what we want to see. Obviously, I'd want to see a decent restoration. I'd want to see some quality extras that tell me about the film and give me some critical insight and perhaps a bit of humour along the way. You know, and I'd want something that I can sit down in my sofa and look on my shelf and think, yeah, that's great, that's a treasure.
Yeah.
So we won't be knocking out loads of stuff. You know, I'd rather take my time and then move on to the next one, which actually, I've just signed the contracts with a fantastic gentleman that is Jeff Lieberman.
I was going to ask you about this as well, because I'd noticed on the old Facebook, I know the film as well, it's a great film.
Yeah, it's a fantastic film. I was lucky, friend of a friend, actually it was Jesse Nelson from Diabolik who emailed me and said he was looking for a UK distributor, because he's just had a Synapse release, of course.
That's right.
So we picked up the UK rights off for Jeff and signed the contracts last week, and he sent me the file over with all the extras, and they look great, and we're just producing some more at the moment. So we've got we're going to get an interview with Jeff and do a video essay and something for the booklet, so that's the next project. So if anybody hears this, you might want to hold off importing, because a UK version's coming your way.
That's it, Satan's Little Helper. UK version coming soon as well from Treasured Films, and it's a great little nasty little film as well, Satan's Little Helper. Nice tongue-in-cheek in part. I mean, Jeff's such a great director as well. Remote Control's excellent, which was one of his.
I hadn't seen it, actually. He said to me, you know, do you want some stock? And I said, yeah, and I like it. It's a great throwback to, you know, all the footage of the 80s video stores. And you can see what he was trying to do. I think it's a good idea. And I do like Jeff. He hasn't made a lot of films, but what he's done is quality.
That's it.
He does his own thing, yeah.
Quality over quantity. That's always exactly. The way, isn't it? Which Absolutely. Is going to be Treasured Films. Quality over quantity. Because look how many mistakes the likes of Arrow and that make. Jesus Christ, it's serious.
I suppose I still am a bit of an Arrow fanboy. I'm a fanboy of lots of the...
I am myself.
And of course you do look to them to see, you know, you sort of measure against what work you want to do and say, well, they've done this for this release and that for this release, and you know, you just think, not out of a sense of arrogance or entitlement, but you might think, well, I'd like to see more of that, or I'm not too bothered about that. But I guess a lot of that's down to personal taste.
I think they've gone a little bit too, Arrow for me personally, have gone a little bit too mainstream.
Yes.
And and re-releasing a lot of their old product.
Well, there are some titles. I mean, I used to, you know, every month on a particular Friday afternoon, I used to get quite excited about, well, what they're going to release this time. But I tend to buy fewer and fewer stuff from them now.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Just because they don't ring my bell.
No.
Whether they've gone more mainstream because of
Zavvi,
that's the direction they want to go. Well, yeah, Zavvi, or maybe there's just fewer titles available. Although, to be honest, yes, okay, a lot of the big ones have gone, like Zombie Flesh Eaters and etc.
But there's still loads out there that hasn't had a DVD release or even a Blu-ray release, like Hunter's Blood. For instance, absolutely fantastic backwards film with a great cast, and it's never had a good DVD or Blu-ray release.
Well, actually, you make a good point there, because when you get 5 minutes, drop me a list, will you? And I'll see what's about, what's available.
Here's a good one for you, Graham, and you'll know the film, Scream Time. Do you know the anthology, British anthology one?
Oh, no, I don't know that
one. Oh, it's one of the best British. It's brilliant. It came out early 80s, and it's never had a release since.
Right.
It was on DVD, Vipco DVD, but it was a VHS rip. So the best version out there has been just the VHS.
Well, in that case, then, do me a favour, and then have a look on the back of the box and see who owns the rights, and I'll see if they're still going.
Yeah, yeah.
And inquire. Because I'm always on the lookout for, you know, when you're looking at releases, obviously you've got to release something that's got a fair chance of selling, because you've just invested so much money in it. So it's not about greed, but it's just
lose money. You want something that, you know, fans are going to go, ooh, I want that. Hasn't had a good release. Yeah. That's never had a release. And them films that I just mentioned, they're their two films which I know fans like us would be like, ooh, Blu-ray release, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to get that.
Yeah.
And it'd be the same, you know, over in the States with them films as well, because they've never had a release.
Those are the ones I want to know about.
Right. Well, you know me, I know a lot of weird and wonderful films that have never had a release.
that's great. That'd be really helpful.
I'll go through.
I mean, one of the things I'm not going to do is release films that I don't like. I sort of made a decision about that because...
Well, that's it. What's the point?
It might be foolish commercially, but I find it very hard to get behind something that I didn't personally like, you know?
Exactly. It's all about passion. You've got to have passion for the product that you're releasing. And if you have no passion for that product, then what's the point of releasing it? It's like anything you do. You know what I mean? You've got to have that passion. You've got the passion for film treasures and treasured films. And I can tell when I talk to you. And I can tell with your posts on Facebook and stuff like that, which I try and share as many as I can without spamming my page. But, you know what I mean? That's what it's all about. It's about the passion. You've got a passion for films, hence why you're doing what you're doing. Oh, 10 minutes left. That was Zoom telling us 10 minutes left, but we can continue anyways. You've got to have that passion, and you've got that passion, which you can tell.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The stuff you're putting out in the shop is fantastic. I just wish I had more money, so I could spend more than about 100 quid a month on stuff at the moment. You know what I mean? But we'll get there again, and I'll be, don't worry, Graham, I'll be filling my my basket most weeks, and then getting told off the wife, which usually happens.
Yeah, and me, I used to get told off by the wife, and now I think she's quite given up now because I'm just bringing loads of stock home, and my to watch pile is nearly hit the ceiling at the moment. So is mine.
I mean, I got a load of discs off you last week, and I haven't even really... I got Fright Night and all that off you, and 50-foot Cam Girl, old Jim Winorski. Yeah. I haven't even managed to look through. I got some other discs landed for my birthday as well, and I've just not had a chance yet to go, right, I need some... Because he was doing that whole October 31 Days of Horror thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was... 106 films.
Well, I don't do that because ever since I started this business, I do at least 12 hours a day, most days, Saturday, sometimes Sundays.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just working more than I'm watching, which seems to be the wrong way around, but we'll have to fix that.
It will happen, I'm sure it will. You know, when you become as big as Arrow... Or 88 films.
I wish. I mean, to be fair, you know, I spoke to Rich at 88 Films and Jesse and obviously Phil from Factor Visions and Jerry from Synapse, and everyone's been great. They've been very helpful and given advice. And that's what I love about, you know, people dealing with physical media, because obviously, in terms of commercial sales or personal pride, sometimes we're after the same titles, but we've all got a passion for film, and we all want, you know, if another label picks it up, we want them to put out a good release. So everyone does help. You know, I'm still jealous of Jesse Nelson putting out Contraband on his label, The Cauldron. Did a fantastic job of that Lucio Fulci's Contraband.
Yeah, I need to pick that up, to be honest.
You need to get that put. And they were told, when they inquired, they were told that the nick was unusable. But they persisted, and I think there's very little of the film. You can tell it's a little bit blurred for a few seconds, but that's about it. They've done a smashing job on the rest of it. It's a great release.
Oh, I'll have to pick it up, because it is a great film as well.
Yeah, it is. I liked it. Yeah. I never saw it until I watched their release, and I liked it very much. So we're just wrapping up Lost Hunter now, and we're going to have a nice limited edition. Again, looking at packaging, we undenied about it, and it costs a bit more, but we want a nice thick booklet and a nice rigid box for the limited edition. Graham Humphrey's art is
fantastic, which is the art we'll be using to promote the podcast, the, you know, this little podcast. The artwork is fantastic. I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product and getting it on my Blu-ray player and having a good look at it. You never know, might get it screened next year for the Carlisle Cult Cinema Club boys and girls, see if they'll enjoy the madness. And I'm looking forward to Satan's Little Helper as well, which is going to be the second release from Film Treasures. We're only going to do one announcement, we've got two now. Two, what can I say? But no, it's Graham, you're doing an absolute fantastic job, and considering, you know, what you've been going through yourself, you're an amazing guy. You're doing a fantastic job with Film Treasures. Can't wait to see what comes out with what comes out after what we've discussed with Treasured Films. And you know, I'm here to support you and push you and plug you as much as I can. We did have the Film Treasures photo up on the start of the movies as well.
That's great.
That was up for folk to have a look at, and you know, I had to give you a plug as well when I do my little speech before the films.
Thank you. Have you got the old Keilor advert on? little.
I can get, you know, some. It's, we're 200 for crows.
Yeah, 200 for crows. It's just for me and my dog.
That's it. But, well, this is going to knock off any minute. So we'll close it up. But what I'll do is I'll give you a bell on Facebook Messenger and I'll have a crack with you on there.
Yeah.
But, so don't forget, when do you know roughly when it's going to be out, the disc?
Well, I'm told it can take 8 to 12 weeks, so...
Next year.
I think January. Yeah. Sometime in January.
So keep looking out for The Last Hunter in January, roughly, from Treasured Films. And you'll be able to get it from www.filmtreasures.co.uk. Also, follow Graham on Facebook and on Instagram, both with Film Treasures. And get yourselves on there and buy some merch and discs and soundtracks and figures and T-shirts. Yeah. You name it, Graham's got it, and it's a fantastic site, easy to get through and use. And I can't, you know... Graham's a top bloke, Film Treasures, get yourselves there, that's where you should be buying all your discs from, whether they be British discs or American discs, go to Film Treasures, help out Graham, keep it alive, and let's somebody who's in our, you know, he's a brother, he's not just in it for the money, he's a brother, he's a film loving brother who's trying to put films out, trying to give us the cheapest films you can. Graham, top bloke. Filmtreasures.co.uk is the website. Treasured Films is the label. First film, The Last Hunter, out roughly about January next year. And it'll be following that up with Satan's Little Helper, all on Treasured Films, with fantastic extras, booklets, you name it. Graham's going to go out and do the lot. What a guy.
Thank you, Paul.
No problem. Thank you very much, Graham. And I'll speak to you in a minute. See you later. Bye.
See you later.